This train is the grandchild of the Southern Pacific locomotive that sliced Tucson in half in 1880. Once, the town was integrated, but as it grew, Hispanics increasingly settled on the west and south sides, Anglos on the north and east. Recently, I bought a century-old pile of lava rocks and termites in Menlo Park, a neighborhood in the middle of the west side. The Menlo Park area started out as a Native American settlement. Then whites moved in, and for the last 100 years, it's been Hispanic. It's one of the few neighborhoods in Tucson where families go back more than a generation.
My name's Angus. I'm a radio producer.
Uh-huh.
And I just moved into Menlo Park, and I'm doing a story on Menlo Park in Barrio Hollywood.
My husband's actually the one that grew up in the neighborhood. He lives a block down. His family's been here for 30, 35 years.
It's a bright day in Menlo Park, the park the neighborhood is named after. Sylvia Amparano stands next to a picnic table surrounded by a throng of children in red soccer jerseys.
There's a lot of elderly, too. My husband's grandparents have lived in the neighborhood for ever.
That's great.
But there are newcomers, too. Gene Einfrank has been here only 7 years, but he's become president of the Menlo Park Neighborhood Association. He lives in a new development around the Mercado San Agustin, a building designed to resemble a colonial Spanish market.
If you walk around the Mercado District, you see in the architecture a look back into Tucson's history.
The Mercado is also the end of a streetcar line that will cross the old railroad tracks, connecting Menlo Park to gentrifying areas around downtown and the University of Arizona. That's where I met Lydia Otero, a lifelong Tucsonan and historian.
The streetcar is going to appeal to a lot of people. They're going to want to move to Menlo Park. I personally have had conversations with people in Barrio Hollywood, and they have no reservations about calling people gentrifiers.
Barrio Hollywood is Menlo Park's sister neighborhood to the north. It was a locus of Chicano activism in the 70s. When people there picture gentrifiers, I have a feeling they see me.
All the properties I've sold downtown and all the smaller barrios have all been, I can't think of anybody of color.
Demographic and economic shifts aren't new, but in talking to my neighbors, I see they mean different things to different people. For Sylvia Amparano, it can be a good thing.
I don't think it's a negative. I don't see it as a negative. I think it's taking us to the next level, I guess.
Do you want a little more horchata?
Solomon Baldenegro doesn't seem worried about me either. He's a longtime neighborhood activist from Tucson's west side. As he presides over a plate of enchiladas, he tells me the real threat of gentrification comes from political elites bent on weakening neighborhood identity and unity.
There's a move afoot to dilute our political clout. And one of the ways to do it is to disperse us.
Solomon tells me about the city of Tucson's recent attempt to replace a municipal golf course with a for-profit university. For him, the golf course is symbolic. It's where he and other neighborhood activists pressured the city to carve a park and community center out of a predominantly white country club. Hispanics in Barrio Hollywood and Menlo Park have been a force in city politics ever since. The golf course deal has collapsed, but Solomon still thinks the city is trying to gentrify longtime residents out of Barrio Hollywood.
Well, you can disperse it because you'll still have 10,000 Mexican-American Democrats, but 5 here, 10 there, 100 there, they have no power.
Other people in Barrio Hollywood and Menlo Park favor the redevelopment project. It's a reminder that reactions to development and displacement can vary significantly, even within a small community. Back in the immaculate newness of the Mercado, Gene Einfrank and I sit across the street from old homes in various states of disrepair.
How do you keep people who are there from not getting driven out? You know, are we kind of prisoners of a much bigger system? I mean,
I think we are, and that's perhaps the unfortunate aspect. That's really hard to get around.
Neither of us wants to be a gentrifier, but larger economic and political pressures may shape Menlo Park's future more than we will, despite our best intentions.